into your mind be forms like water.
Radio Grim Code.
Be water, my friend.
Be like water, my friend. Or like a dude. Or a dudette. Because Dude Talk is a walk and talk support group that you can be part of, I suppose. Once a month, a bunch of like-minded folk go for a walk. Dudes and dudettes. Big and small. Fat and thin. Oh, some as big as your head. In what started as a simple gesture. A nod, if you like, to mental health. Or well-being, as folk prefer. I do. I like that better. Mental's just mental. Either way, it has evolved nicely. It's great to be outdoors, you know, just shooting the breeze and breathing it all in. Join us if you're ever around these here parts. Do Talk. We'll soon have its own page when I get round to it. In the meantime, I'm going to tell you what's been really getting on my nose, up my goat and around my wick this week. And I've actually got a date for this one. It was 2008. That's a matter of fact. We'll get to that, whatever the facts are, in a second. I've got to just stick a finger up my nose. Exactly. Fans, I think, is what I was talking about. It would have been very apt last week or the coming week, or if it just happens to be hot wherever you are. I tell you what, I'm overwhelmingly, no, tosh, I am indignantly at one's tether's end with the throwback ideology of having cake and not being able to eat it. You know what I'm saying? When the air is thick and moist with a dank and enveloping velvet vapour that clings to the very soul of function, the very purpose of recursive routine, the everyday lubrication of performance and operation, then why, oh why, does a fan have such failing inadequacies compared to, I don't know, say the common aircon? Aye, the Empire EC 2005 with its health care air cooling super ionizer is undoubtedly a far cry from employing some navvy disguised as a plant pot and fanning its sprawled leaves in a fashion to create a gentle gust. But that is not possible, as twice he's already fallen asleep, and I know he's there. He's not invisible at all. I know, because the leaves and stems are withered where I haven't watered the rubber plant for 4 weeks, and I can see the insolent lad curled up in his bony, unfed frame as he catches another sneaky 40 winks. Carefully projected pen should do the trick. Prod it in the ribs. The Pentel Energel 0.7 should be hefty enough. And oi! I want that back! And then there's the noise of the Empire, of course. It's drone like a giant hummingbird on steroids. And sure, it has a lower and quieter settings, but they're only there to make you paranoid, you know, to make you feel like you can just about hear it and to wonder when it's about to attack like a creeping Kato escaped from a Pink Panther's lair. Then there's the actual function, which as far as I can tell is to either whisk all your paperwork off on the Dorothy adventure, or once you do have it strategically placed and weighted, it is meant to just say sufficiently cool your left thigh while the rest of your body is as clammy as a politician's handshake. But I've had enough. I'm going to stare over next door neighbour's fence till they let me in their swimming pool. I tell you what, fans, they're just... studs is what they are. What we need is a nice calming tune, which I will tell you about and get to in just a second, because I want to tell you about Under My Skin, which is not called that, of course. It is The Uncertain Smile by The. And number one in 1982, not at all, it was just a number from 1982. The wildly known as Matt Johnson, because he's the only band member to stay through the heady career which began this week in November 1977, when Matt put an ad in NME for a bass / lead guitarist with interests in Velvet Underground and Sid Barrett. Who doesn't want to join that group? His second ad revealed new influences as The Residents and Throbbing Gristle. Jules Holland played piano on this track, which comes off the Soul Mining album and reached number 14 in the Dutch album charts, the highest score, as it only made 27 in the UK and 16 in New Zealand. By the way, did you just watch the New Zealand France rugby test this morning, the start of the what is it called the Nations Cup? Awesome, just awesome. Anyway, it's also today, whatever day it is, it's the birthday of Canadian ice hockey player also called Matt Johnson. He was born on the 23rd, whatever month we're in 1975. He spent 10 years as the enforcer for Los Angeles Kings, Atlanta Thunders and Minnesota Wild. But that's not very interesting. This is a tune that will make you smile. The Uncertain Smile. There's no the in Uncertain Smile. And we've got 6 minutes 32 seconds of this loveliness, so I'm just going to say ta-da, keep it turning, keep it wheel, keep it radioprimco.com. Do talk. That's what it's all about, mate.
Surprised that the time on the clock was the time. I usually return to the place where I cleared my head and view. But just for today, I think I'll lie here and dream of you. I've got you under my skin where the rain can get in. But if the sweat pours out, just shout. I'll try to swim and pull you out.
year, we will be millionaires.